Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
HQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Well, I'm not exactly an intruder, but somebody in here for the very first time in Madame Perry's salon tonight. Hey, good evening, and welcome once again to Madame Perry's salon. I am your hostess, cruise director, and occasionally den mother, Madame Perry. And I am, again, I always like to start off thanking you who listen, who share the podcast, who subscribe to it. And, you know, you can subscribe to Madame Perry Salon on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, Blueberry, Player FM. I think there are several different platforms to subscribe, and I noticed that I get a lot of downloads, a lot of listeners on the weekends when I don't broadcast, which makes sense because I subscribe to several podcasts, and I usually listen to them on the weekends, not when they're out first live. So, so when you subscribe, you always know who's been on or who's coming on. Or actually, if you look over to the Madame Perry Salon page on Facebook, it lets you know ahead of time. I always put the schedule out there as soon as I make it so that you know who's coming up in the next few days or weeks or months. In case it's somebody that you're interested in, you can check it out. And if it's somebody you've never heard of, you can still check it out because it doesn't cost you a thing. It's still free to subscribe and free to download. And we're going to go over, first of all, some things that have been happening in the last few weeks and things that are coming up. As you know, we had Lita Ford on, and that was fun. And we had a drawing for a copy of her book, an autographed copy of her book, Living Like a Runaway, and the winner was Larry Brumley. And the fun, even more fun than that, or as much fun, is a Scottish actor, Titch McLean, a Scottish actor and comedian, very, very funny guy. Titch McLean did the drawing, because I don't want to do the drawing, you know, because it's, you know, let somebody else outside of me do it. It just looks better that way. And besides, I'd want to give everybody something. But he did the drawing, and he was so funny. And the winner was Larry Boomer Brumley, who you probably know from Common Pocket Player Network. And, yeah, so that was fun. And so he's reading the book now. Also, you know, we had Athena Bass on a few months back, well, about 2 months back. She's a drummer, Tommy Lee's younger sister, actually, and she's going to be back probably in a month or two because, you remember, she said she had a line of bath products and candles, and they've been doing a redesign, and it's going to be a relaunch with some new products, and she's going to come back here in, I think, probably November, December to talk to us about that. Also, we had a good time with Hal Herzog, an anthrozoologist, talking about his book, Some We Love, Some We Hate, Some We Eat, about our complicated relationship with animals. And another, you know, we had Mitchell Levy. Mitchell Levy's the aha guy. And he not only speaks to businesses, but he can show you how to, you can write a book in 8 hours. And if you have a book, it somehow tends to give credibility to what you're doing, what you're selling. And he said, if you don't have 8 hours to do it yourself, contact them, give them some information, and they'll ghostwrite it for you. And he said, if you go to their website, thinkaha.com, and you sign up for it or check it out just for let them know you're interested in and you want to know more, mention Madame Perry Salon, and they'll put you at the top of the list. That's what they said, and I believe him. So that's what's going on and what's been happening now. Once again, you know, I always love bringing different kinds of people and always feel grateful that I have had the good fortune to meet some of the most fascinating people, some in real life, some just in the cyber world. And thanks to social media, it enables me, as well as you, I'm sure you all, everybody has a story about people that you've met or friends that you've made that you wouldn't have known if it hadn't been for social media. And the same goes for me with my guest tonight. Now, I don't know where to begin describing her, so I'll just start where I've got. She's a business owner. She owns Biba Girl and let me tell you what. She's been a professional in skincare and makeup for years. I'm not going to say how many years because I would just be guessing, but believe me, she's got cred. She won an award from a business for best new stylist. She is a frequently requested guest salon educator, and that's in a couple of different platforms. One, several salons will hire her and to educate stylists, whether it's a hairstylist or makeup artist, on style, techniques, new cuts, and so forth, as well as they've also hired in to do education for their clients. You know, maybe teach the clients the little tricks to blow dry their own hair like a professional, or a better care of their hair and their skin and their hair and so forth. And she's just amazing at that. And which, you know, sometimes we all wish we had somebody just to come and, come on, just show me how to do it. And she's fantastic at that. She's a very creative lady. I've seen videos of her. I think she's, I think one day I'm going to sweet talk her into putting more time into her acting career. But she has done a lot of makeup for people with theater and some makeup for television. She has her own company, as I said, and she, like so many people, like I'm scared to do, has tutorials on skin and care and makeup techniques, and I love them. So I'm going to tell you right now, I want you to welcome here in the Genie's Bottle my friend, Marilyn Opitz. Marilyn, come on in.
Hi. Hi. Good evening.
How are you? How are you doing?
Doing just fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing great. It's your first time in here. Does it look the way you thought it would look?
Yeah, everything's great. I love the Welcome to the Genie Bottle because I'm a huge I Dream a Genie fan from my earliest memories. I love Genie. So Genie was a big beauty influence too, you know, the false eyelashes and the high ponytail and, you know, those classics never go out of style, you know.
You got that right, sister. You were exactly right. Well, you know, it was author Robert Leland Taylor that first told the world after he had been a guest. He said, oh, it looks like the inside of Genie's Bottle. And I said, I'd never told anybody, but now the word is out. And even, too, Barbara Eden, when Rudy Sarzo was on, and, you know, he was the basis for Quiet Riot and Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
And he's been traveling with playing lately with Blue Oyster Cult and with the Guess Who. But he, when he said that, when he came in, he goes, oh, and he says, and you know, I love Barbara Eden, and I've met Barbara Eden, and she's the nicest lady ever. I think.
Oh, that's a bucket list thing for me. She just seems like the nicest.
Yeah.
I follow her on, she's on Instagram, I follow her, and it's such a treat to be able to actually see, you know, she has a dog named Jinjin, just like the dog on the show, and she's always named her dog Jinjin, just like, you know, if you're a fan of the show,
I didn't
you know
that.
Jinjin was, it's just so, it's amazing to be able to be connected like that to our idols, and then to have, you know, people say to us that we inspire them, but we can also follow the people who inspired us, you know, and it's magic. It's a whole new kind of magic.
Yeah. You know, you're exactly right, because I tell people sometimes you never know who it is that you influence. You never, ever know the effect that you have on people. Sometimes it's better than you could ever imagine. And which also brings me to something I didn't mention this in the introduction, but we're going to talk about this later on in this show, is that also you not only going to talk to us about skincare, makeup, and style, and the tutorials, and so forth. And if you have a question for Marilyn, you just give her a call up here, 646-716-9922. It's a toll-free number in the continental U.S., 646-716-9922. Come on and have fun with us. We'll talk about stuff. And but also, though, toward the end of the show, she's going to teach us some ways that Marilyn is all about helping other people get ahead and empowering other women to take charge of their own lives, their own businesses. And she doesn't just talk about it. She actually makes it happen for people. So, but we'll get to that later. That's going to be our teaser. So, Marilyn, tell us about your business. Is called Biba Girl. It's Biba Girl Beauty. Pardon. Biba Girl Beauty. And girl is G-I-R-R-R-L. Three R's. Girl.
Yes.
Girl.
Girl, it's a combination of, there was a fashion house in the late 60s, early 70s called Biba. And somehow I must have picked that up from looking at my mom's fashion magazines. But whenever I would see a baby and like pudgy cheeks, I'd say, Biba, 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 you know. And that was always like my nickname because I was, I was the littlest, I was the youngest. I had the same cheeks. I'd say Biba cheeks. So then later on, I went, you know, from high school through, you know, late teens, 20, my early hair career. It was when the punk movement and new wave was happening. And, you know, it was kind of like, and then the 90s was the Riot Girl movement. So I always liked if you ever see Riot Girls, it was G-R-R-L. So it was the three R's come from that. So I combined those two. So it was like something like being cute, but into fashion, but also kind of rebellious and rock and roll and all those things put together, you know. So, that's kind of what's always defined me, what kind of inspired me. I've always loved fashion and I've always loved creative things, but kind of rebellious and rock and roll. And I'm early 50s and I still look at clothes and think, would Joan Jett wear that? You know, would Joan Jett wear that outfit? You know. So it's like it never leaves me, you know, the rebel never leaves me. So luckily in the beauty business, you know, you can still wear, you know, leopard prints to a meeting and you could still, you know, have leather pants on. And, you know, I recently went to a beauty show and there were, you know, bald men with, you know, instead of a comb over, they had the side, instead of, you know, bald in the middle and a little horseshoe of hair, and that little horseshoe was made into a mohawk on the side, you know. I said, only at a beauty conference can you see middle-aged men with a green mohawk on the side and leather pants on and, you know, Louis Vuitton plush, you know.
But, you I know, love that. And I got to tell you.
One thing, you know.
I was going to say, and I'd never asked you this before, I never told you, but I was always hoping that the three R's had to do with the Riot Girls. You know, I thought, tell me it's a little nod to that. Oh, wonderful.
Yes. Well, I grew up in the D.C. area. I still live in the suburbs of D.C. So I was part of the, you know, one of my sister's boyfriend's brothers played in one of the hardcore bands from D.C., the D.C. punk scene, and some of the bands that were either playing there was a band called Scream that had the drummer that later, you know, became, you know, within Nirvana and the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl. So Dave Grohl came from D.C., and a lot of the people that, you know, that I saw live, you know, became influenced what was the grunge movement later, but that was basically what we called the D.C. hardcore scene. So it was, you know, it was very fun to be a part of that time period and fun to see how trends come and go. And then when Nirvana hit and the Riot Girl movement, it was like, it was just like I hadn't stopped wearing my Doc Martens, so I just was like more of the same, you know. But you know, I always loved everything. You know, I loved all kinds of music, and I loved, you know, I grew up watching, you know, the things like seeing the wigs that the Supremes wore, or the, you know, Ronettes and the makeup that they wore, and all these different influences, and, you know, the outfits that even if they wore, like, on the, you know, Donna and Marie, I skating shows and some of those things, you know, you just, there was so much color and so much glitter and Cher and all that stuff was
yes.
so such a part of me. I couldn't wait. It was like, I couldn't wait to be a part of this industry that was, you know, all I saw was, you know, just making people into the characters, you know.
And
what I did know was that day-to-day life, you know, there were a lot of times, especially in the D.C. area, you had a lot of conservative people who just want a bob or, you know, have limitations. But we could still be creative and we could still do, you know, fashion shows and work behind the scenes and do photo shoots and do different things. So, you know, there was enough outlet there to kind of balance it out, you know. And there's always a new – every couple years there's always a new crop of kids wanting to try new things, and so it's never boring, you know. And then one thing
that's
I've noticed
the truth.
Is all the people in my age group are getting older and they're still wanting to stay cool and still wanting to do fun things, and all the people younger, it's a whole new generation of parents with tattoos and piercing themselves. So if their kids want to do it, they're like, well, who am I to say no?
I'm a little bit older than you. And I'm in that generation, you know, we never thought we were going to get old. Plus, you know, we had that slogan,
yeah.
you know, don't trust anyone over 30.
And
the Who sang, I hope I die before I get old.
And then you hit 40 and you hit over 50.
Yes.
And you're like, well, I got to cover these
Okay,
days,
stop there,
you know?
Stop there.
Yeah, but, you know, it's interesting because that has changed the whole beauty industry, the baby boom industry, baby boom generation, the Generation X, and then millennials and people even younger, it just exploded, you know, because everybody wants
yeah.
to feel good and look good and feel their best and whatever their version of their best is, you know, and that makes a huge difference to wanting to include all different kinds of beauty and make everyone feel the best that they can be, you know, and even men's skincare and men's, you know, using things that, you know, help their skin be less oily or, you know, coloring their hair a little bit,
yeah.
using gel, using products, using, you know, pomades, and, you know, I'm sort of like, I like to include everybody, whatever, you know, and it's wonderful to see, you know, because it was such a time where it was only a few that were doing these things, and it was only a few of us that were making our hair funky with Kool-Aid and stuff, and now there's, like, all these other ways to do it, you know.
Well, yeah, and see, when I was growing up, there was, you know, and maybe it was, I don't know, growing up in the South in Atlanta, I don't know if it was the same. I think a lot of things are the same everywhere, actually, but I know there were certain ways that people were expected to look and dress and do their hair,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, if you were a certain age, you know, you did this, you didn't do that,
you hit a certain
age. And it was,
boom.
And these were serious things.
You did,
and,
yes. Yeah,
and
you
look
had
at it now, and I think, oh, definitely, and then I look at people and think, nowadays, I'll see somebody maybe in their 50s, and they look stunning, and they've got long hair, and they've got makeup, or
fantastic.
Maybe they've got a cute short haircut.
Yeah,
whereas
it looks
back
fantastic.
Then, once you hit 50,
well, back then,
you had to have a shampoo set.
Shampoo set, the pearls. My grandmother, I can remember going to Safeway with my grandmother, and it was the purse matched the shoes, the little pillbox hat with the veil, and this was like on a random Wednesday afternoon. With, you know, the suit, with the pearl, a whole nine yards. You'd go into her safety deposit box, you thought she was going to a luncheon, you know, just to meet the people at the bank, and, you know, all the time it took, you know, just to go to the Safeway in the bank, you know. And, but she was in her, you know, 60s then, you know, but it was just funny how, you know, our whole change, our whole style is different, and we're more relaxed, of course. We're not as, well, you know, there's still people who can judge and different things, but we're 100% more comfortable than we were, you know. We've come a long way in comfortability.
Oh, yeah.
My dad didn't leave the house without a fedora, even though, you know, he's, even through the 70s and 80s, he still stays and putting, you know, slicking his hair back, putting a little little fedora on and the dress coat, even if he was going to the, you know, those things didn't, you know, some things didn't change, you know. But it's interesting to see, you know, how we've gone through different phases. Because I can remember even when I first started doing hair, the unisex look was in, you know, guys had long feathered back hair and girls had long feathered back hair. And if the girls had short feathered hair, the boys did too. And then suddenly I saw a shift in the 80s when all of a sudden the boys were getting the crew cuts and the girls were growing their hair longer. And, you know, those things change. And that hasn't really changed much since then. You know, you have girls, some might change the length, but the boys, you know who the boys are, you know, there's a definite,
yeah.
And there's more, you know, going to barbershops with men, and it's a little bit more of a kind of a little more of a macho separate thing, again, how it was, you know, in previous generations. So there was that time period where, you know, the boys' jeans and the girls' jeans were the same, and the haircuts were the same, and the blew dry their hair the same, but it's kind of interesting to see how that shift has gone. The girls are much more, you know, there's like a hyper femininity now where the nails and the hair and the, and it's a little bit, it's swung a little, but they're more comfortable, but they're still, when they dress up, there's still a lot of the, a lot more stuff even than we did, you know. So it's been great for my industry because the nail business exploded, the skincare business exploded, the prom hair business, the wedding hair business, homecoming, all the special events. But on the other hand, it is kind of different because there was a whole time period there where, you know, it was like wash and go, you know. And, So the wash and go generation is now the grandparents, and the high maintenance ones are the younger ones, which is flipped from when I was when I first started. it's funny how cycles go.
Well, you're bringing back memories. I forgot all about the wash and go people because I remember that was when I was in cosmetology school.
Everybody had the comb in the back pocket, you know, and it's.
the cake cutter things, and they go. Yeah. I just want a perm to wash and go, really, really. You know, you with that bozo hair? Yeah, just wash and go.
Yeah, exactly.
And
very few people
had the
nice hair that was wash and go. Yeah, only few people had the best hair that they could wash and go. Yeah, when I tell people, I'm like, they bring in a picture, and I go, they go, I won't wash and go, but I'll bring in a picture where I can tell that took a hairstylist 4 hours to do. I'm like, this is not wash and go. This is 4 hours of work right here. This is an unrealistic goal.
And then it reached the point where people
situation here.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Absolutely. And, so funny. Well, what do you see? Then bringing up to modern times, though, what do you see as being popular for? Since we've established, because like I said, you know, years ago, I won't say, but at my age, you know, back when my grandmother was my age, you know, that was just it. You just didn't. You had a shampoo set, and you didn't wear a lot of makeup, maybe just a little bit of lipstick and powder. Anything else would have looked just like a horror Babylon, and, you know, very conservative. Whereas there are women in their 50s and 60s that are knockouts.
Yes, and also it's also wearing your hair longer. It's acceptable. It's acceptable to, you know, we're working out, we're exercising, doing yoga, we're more active. You know, it's just a different kind of attitude of being healthier longer, and because we're healthier longer, and also like lash serums. Eyelash serums. I use a serum that I sell for my lashes that help my brows growing back in. We have products like Rogaine and things that help, you know, keep thinning hair, get thicker. We have products that help you know, people, you know, better hair color. And it's not, there's not a phobia about hair color. People used to be embarrassed. They didn't want people to know that only the hairdresser knew for sure. You know, now people are like, of course I changed my hair color. You change your hair color like you can change your makeup. And it's all those little things about stigmas that used to be, things have eased up. You know, it's just a different world in terms of, there's so many other things that we worry about that we can't, we have a lot more freedom in terms of, room to grow within, like being able to say, oh, I feel like, you know, even offices have eased up. The casual Friday has actually become office casual. So those mm-hmm. things have all affected style and how we perceive style and how we can be more individuals and express ourselves. And so it's really great to see. I tell this joke about how when I was in beauty school, you know, my father had wanted one of us. I'm the youngest of four. My father had wanted one of us to go into the armed forces. But for whatever reason, my older siblings didn't. And I was like, no, Dad, I want to go to beauty school. And he's like, oh, I really think you'd enjoy the Army. And I'm like, no, I don't want them telling me how to wear my hair. I don't want them telling me how to dress. But it's funny, by the end of 9.5 months of beauty school, and this is the height of, like, Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics, I had my hair, like, shaved as short as Annie Lennox, and I had camouflage clothes on and Army boots. My dad's like, you pay, you know, I had to pay all that money for you to look like that, you know. He's like, you could have just joined the Army, and it wouldn't have cost me a thing.
Marilyn, that's hilarious. Okay.
Yeah, I'm choosing to look like this. You know, I'm choosing. This is my choice. You know, but everybody has
funny.
That attitude. You know, it is very funny because you know when I think back on it, you know, and also the things that hair, even things like seeing people out of college, their first jobs, the way they wear their hair now and how they dress, is some of the things that even 25 years ago, people would have been like, oh, you've got to straighten up. You've got to wear a suit every day. Well, now you can be a little more easy.
Mm-hmm.
A man can have a few highlights in his hair and not think that he's not going to mm-hmm. get the job. Or, you know, there's so many things that have changed hair extensions and there's eyelash extensions and there's just a better skincare products. And it's just... And better body care. It's just an explosion of things that how we feel about we don't see it as it's a bad thing. We just see it as self care, self maintenance, and so I think that's a big part of it. You know, I think it's a great thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I got some questions to ask you. And I have just put it here on Facebook. We're talking about lash mm-hmm. serums to regrow brow, hair extensions, and lash mm-hmm. extensions. I want to know, about lash serums. How are they used? What are they made of? How do they work? And
mm-hmm.
where can I get some?
Well, I actually sell one. I sell one with Unique, and it's excellent. You can put it on. It looks like a mask. It looks almost like a clear mascara. It has nutrients in it, and there are, like, I guess they discover. I think it may have some of the same ingredients that's in Rogaine. Rogaine was actually discovered. It was actually I think it was like a high blood pressure medication discovered in the 80s that when they put it on topically, they saw it would grow hair. And so then they realized that, and that changed the whole, like, you know, men's hair growth industry. And then they started putting it in women's products where you could actually, you know, buy a shampoo and conditioner that has, you know, some Rogaine in it that actually, you know, will reduce a bald spot or help your hair fill in 60%. You know, lash serums. I use a lash serum. Actually, I use it twice a day. You can put it in your mid lash to the end. You don't put it all as close mm-hmm. as you would mascara twice a day. And I also on your lashes as well as your eyebrows. And it's phenomenal. And you can get it from my website, thebiebergirlbeauty.com, and it's a great product. It's amazing. My eyebrows, just from life and from combination of over waxing, going through all the different trends, from Brooke Shields eyebrows to, you know, super thin 90s, early 2000 brows. My brows just got thinner and thinner, and then they stopped growing in. And it, from August, when we released, when the company I work for, Unique, released our lash serum, my brows have, I'd say, half grown back about halfway from what they were with repetitive use. So that's amazing. Even to feel comfortable, like, because now there was so long where I didn't want people to see me without my makeup on, or I would be so embarrassed when I'd be doing a before and after, or when I'm doing a filming a tutorial. It was always awkward for me to, so people would just see these little skews of an eyebrow, little stubs, and now I have more hair there, so I feel much more comfortable, if even when I'm in my before stage, before I even, you know, of course I still fill in more and show more things with eyebrow kits and things, and but amazing how it's helped my lashes. You don't get, and the same thing with our lash system and our lash products, you don't get the spaces in between, your lashes don't get crispy. There's just so many improvements that they've made, but the just overall, the things that are on the market now are just there. In fact, I was just reading Allure magazine. I stay up with everything. Allure magazine always has their fall issue that has always has the trend, like what's up and coming, what's new breakthroughs. You know, now you can buy little handheld laser things to help you laser hair away, and there's just so many things that I can remember when just hearing about that, you had to go to exclusive expensive salon somewhere. Now you can buy the little handheld things and just, you know, work on, if you have a widow's peak you don't like, you can just work on that, and, you know, with the little handheld thing, and, you know, it's just incredible. It's just incredible how it goes from the science to what's done in salons to what's on the market to, you know, to general public and what's affordable. It's just amazing.
Yeah, that too. The part that is affordable, and you don't have to go somewhere to a special place and spend
a
crazy amount of money.
Yeah.
You can.
I can remember when I first started doing hair, not every salon even had pedicure. I mean, I can remember when you had to go to a couple exclusive salons in D.C. to get a pedicure. Get a facial. There were only few exclusive places around. It was like, oh, you know, you have to go here. You have to do this, and it was a big deal to go to this. And now, you know, you can buy, you know, professional quality, or you can get a, you know, pedicure, nail salons in every shopping center in America, and get a nice pedicure, or you know, that's the other thing. You know, so many of these things, it's acceptable. People would have been like, oh, no, I'm not going to spend the money on that, you know. And now it's like, well, you know, why not? You know, I'm worth it. You know, we're working well. We're working three times harder than we've ever worked, I think. That's what they say. We're working three times harder, or we're three times busier. So we want to treat ourselves, and we feel, you know, and I think feel like we should. And also it's quality time. Now it's seen as quality time for ourselves, as well as, like, you know, spending time with somebody, like a husband and wife getting a massage together, you know, or mother and daughter getting pedicures together, or people getting, two girlfriends getting their hair blown out together. You know, suddenly that's a fun thing. You know, a spa party, an in-home spa party. Those kinds of things are just fantastic that we can do now that we didn't do before.
seriously. And it's
metallics and makeup, like, you know, fun metallic, you know, highlighters, contouring, all kinds of fun lip plumping products. There's so many different things, that primers, eye primer, face primer, that help everything stay on longer now. You know, you don't get as oily.
Well, now I've noticed, because I'm looking on your website for Biba Girl Beauty, and Biba Girl Beauty is your company, and you sell products by a company called Unique, spelled Y-O-U-N-I-Q-U-E.
Yeah.
And I see your product here because I'm looking at where it says, oh, it must be a special. Big lashes deserve big savings. And so it has a Moodstruck Ultimate Lash Trio. So you get a Moodstruck Esteem Lash Serum. Moodstruck.
Right, you can get the serum. We have a 3D lash system, which is two products, a gel, and then you put the fibers on, and then you put the gel, and it really builds your lashes to like 400% more. And then we also have our Epic, which is one step. So sometimes you can just do, like, so there, if you're in a hurry, sometimes you can just do the Epic one step, but it's like an incredible one step, regular one step mascara. But it's like, you know, if we're used to just putting on mascara and just going out the door, that's a nice quick one. But that you can do the whole system and your lashes are just like unbelievable. And, you know, no need for lash extensions or false eyelashes. I haven't worn false eyelashes in a year since I started selling this product because they're just they're so much more improved and they're longer and thicker. And they're just lashes I know, could only dream about. And I know, you know, I was saying, in the grand scheme of things, to somebody else it might not seem that important, but when you feel your best, you are able to present your best, present your best self. So, you know,
Absolutely, indeed.
You are... when halfway through the day with regular mascaras, you get a lot of irritants. You can itch your eyes or itch halfway. My eyes used to twitch with some over-the-counter mascara, even high-end mascaras. I would put them on and might get a nice full lash look, but my eyes would like twitch. One eye would be okay, the other eye would water all day long, or the other eye would twitch all day long. And if you have to do a presentation, or if you're talking to people in the public eye, or even if you're just like somewhere with your kids and you're talking, have to meet another parent for, you know, to teach parent teacher meeting, you don't want that eye to be watering and having to explain, oh, I bought this new stuff and look at this mess, you know.
I used to wear false eyelashes when I used to work as a celebrity impersonator, and when I mostly did Marilyn and Madonna, and of course I had to wear false eyelashes. But oh my gosh, I said, okay, this is where I decided that Marilyn was not murdered. She just gave up and committed suicide because these lashes were just too much trouble. But because that would be my hardest part. I was always afraid of gluing my eyes together or something. And so I haven't done it. But then again, you know, I go out and speak, and I also have a jazz band, and I want to, when I'm on stage, I want to have some big eyelashes. But I was always afraid. So I would see that you had the 3D fiber lashes, and you had posted that on Facebook as well. So, so you know I wanted to know about that.
You can watch my tutorials. Sometimes I just do I talk about the Esteem, or sometimes I show how to do the Esteem serum, and then sometimes I just do the Esteem and the Epic. Sometimes I do the whole system, because sometimes, you know, they just do the gel and the fiber gel. But then now, because I'll do the whole thing, because they now incorporate, you use the Epic as almost like a lash separator. It's almost like a first layer, and then put it on when you're all done with the 3D, and you just get it even more power lash on top of everything else and finish it off. It's an incredible system, but it's not, I always tell people that it is the time to try it. It's not the time. You buy it if before a special occasion, and you practice several times. Mm-hmm. You get your system down pat. And just like you don't get a new haircut to try it the day before something, you try a new haircut, or you try a new product a couple weeks ahead of time, so you have time to practice and work with it. And so then you have your system down, so that when you're in a hurry and you're trying to go somewhere important, you know what you're doing, you know. But a lot of people, in fact, I've had a couple people who might buy it, and they'll say, well, I'm waiting for something big to happen. I'm like, that is not the time to try it, because it takes time to work with the fibers. It takes time to work with, and step by step, and go slow, and then you work your speed up just like anything else. So, they're great products. It's green tea infused, and everything's BPA-free, paraben-free, not tested on animals. and
gluten-free.
Some items are gluten-free, some aren't, but I can always, anybody who's interested, I can always send them a list of what's in everything, and, you know, we sell everything from, you know, lip products, eye products, face products, skincare, beauty tools, great brushes. We just came out with we have three new face masks. Well, we had one that was great, and they just added two more, so there's a total of three. It's a great line, and but I've sold other lines before, and of course in the salon world I use different kinds of products, I use different kinds of lines and different hair products and different makeup products.
Uh-huh.
But the quality is just superb, and it's nice because it feels good on your skin. Everything, because they're fragrance free, things don't, you know, I don't know if you, but some lipsticks will, even if you've had them for a couple of months, will have like a really stale smell, or powders will have like icky, I just call it the icky makeup smell. And these products don't have that. They don't have a lot of the chemicals, so they stay fresh longer and they feel really good on your skin. My skin has improved since using them. It's just you know, a lot of times people are leery of buying things that are through network marketing. You know, sometimes they just trust a name brand, but it's just, they really did their work in terms of packaging. They actually have partnered with Coty this past year so that they can put out more, because it's the fastest growing company on the internet for cosmetics. So to be able to put, you know, produce things in a faster level, because the demand is so high. But the good news is that they kept the same business model of keeping the presenters, keeping it through independent salespeople, and keeping it so that we earn, you know, we're still earning and we didn't lose our jobs, because, you know, that can happen sometimes when a company goes through a change like that with a big name. Sometimes they'll go to QVC or HSN, and then all of a sudden everybody can buy it through that, and they don't have the independent reps anymore. And so this has been a great change to see. They've come out with more products and more competitive with what other things are popular and on trend, and being able to introduce new things. It's been a very exciting time, and it actually infused my interest in the business, because you get to a point, I've been doing it for years and years, and you think, oh, you know, I'm kind of like at the twilight of my career, I'm kind of like phasing it out, or I don't want to deal with this anymore, and you kind of burned out. It's very easy to get to the point where I'm thinking, gee, what should I do next? But then when I got with this company, I kind of got recharged again and re-energized and really excited about it again. And I was really happy that it came along right just the right time. I'm sure a lot of other people, when you get to been doing something for a long time, you kind of get to that crossroads and you think, you know, and I'm glad that I had that, because I did explore other areas and I did take, you know, and take classes and learn some other things and open. But that also taught me new lessons that I wouldn't have learned had I had not gone through that, that I'm now able to incorporate into my business too. So, you know, it's a good lesson for, you know, we all go through those things. And I, you know, talking to other business owners and networking with other people, I wasn't the only one to go through that. And not just in the beauty business, in any business, we all go through kind of dips and, you know, highs and lows and decisions and, you know, forks in the road, kind of crossroads to forks in the road.
Oh, yeah.
So it just took time for me to be, I had to be open to those kinds of just meeting different people and talking to me and being willing to open up about it, you know.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Now, I was looking on your page. If I go to Biba Girl Beauty, that's BibaGirl Beauty.com. And remember, I'll also be sharing. She's got a lot of social media, she's on all the social media, and I'll be sharing all that on my pages. But also, if you go to that page and you click on About Me, and you see, because you'll see Marilyn's picture, and it'll give you all the links to her Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter. But I see here on there in your message to your clients, it says you're talking about the different ways, you know, to use the unique products, and it says there are colors in the makeup for every skin tone, products in their skincare line to treat every skin type. Now, that's something else I want to ask. One thing I've had to learn, and I'll admit, I used to work cosmetics too for a while back in the 90s. I did some freelance for Lancome and stuff, and it never occurred to me back then that one day I would need to change the way I did my eyeshadow. Never occurred to me. And now I'm finding that as I'm getting older, my eye is, I kept thinking, it never looks right, what's wrong with me, that I need to change the application of the dark and light shadows. So can you talk to that about that somebody maybe over 40 or 50 in eyeshadow?
Yes, there's so many things, and to tell you the truth, I wouldn't have been as open to doing that. I mean, I always learned a certain skill set. And interesting enough, because there's so much more information out there, for one thing, having longer eyelashes helps your eye look younger, because it kind of, even if your lids kind of have, you know, a little bit of overhang, longer lashes actually helps, you know, kind of hide that, for one thing, and gives a more youthful appearance. Getting your brows the right shape can help you look younger, or even just working on brows, because our eyebrows fade as we get older. So that, even just the fact that we're learning about brows now and the importance of brows, because for a while there we just do an eyeshadow and not worrying about brows. But also, yes, the application is different, because you can't put so much in the crease if you're not going to see the crease, you know. Also, some colors don't look as good on, and a lot of it has to do with our skin tone changes a little bit, and a lot of things do change. But the good news is they're showing people that, you know, the way they did their makeup, you know, sometimes we get, as women, we get into these ruts. We're like, well, I always use this type of foundation. Well, you know what? Sometimes that foundation doesn't work well. We look at our celebrities, you're saying the celebrities who look really great over 40, it's because their makeup artists keep up with trends and keep them looking younger with their makeup. Like, if you look at J-Lo is only a few years younger than 50. We don't think of her as that, because her makeup, not only does she look amazing with her skin and her body and everything, but her makeup artist, by having like the highlights in a certain area of her face, and her shadow was done a certain way, and she's, you know, not a lot of heavy eyeliner or not a lot of heavy things. It's all little tricks that they do to kind of make the light capture a certain way. So she always looks like she's in great lighting, but a lot of it's done with the makeup. So it's just knowing those tricks. And what I do, and this is something, because of technology, I can actually do with Facebook Messenger. They now have a, you know, it's like, well, it's sort of like FaceTime with the phone. I can either do FaceTime with the phone, but even with Facebook Messenger, I can do video messenger. So I've actually started doing one-on-one lessons. I've had, you know, clients all over, depending, you know, all different time zones, where I, you know, can do one-on-one. So you can be in Atlanta and I can be in D.C. and I can give you a one-on-one lesson even with what you have. It doesn't have to be makeup I sold you, but let's say, you know, I can say, what do you have with you? Do you, what shadows do you have? Okay, well, let me show you. Okay, well, if you turn this brush this way, it's a difference of how you used to do it versus how you can make it current and how you can get more flattering now. And it's like I said, it's using the social media and the technology. And I take, you know, credit, take Visa, MasterCard, and you know, run it through my apps, and you know, I give you a one-on-one lesson without having to say, you know, people used to say, oh, I wish I could just fly you to where I am and you could show me how to do it. Well, I can be where you are, wherever you need me, you know, I can show
So what you're saying is, you know, I've told you, like, the levels of my biggest part of my audience is in the U.S., but then next is Amsterdam and the U.K. and Australia. So somebody – or in Kazakhstan. So you can be – these people can be in Tennessee or Vancouver or
world.
Amsterdam. And
anywhere in the world. And it's – yeah, it's incredible.
Get a private lesson with you, a one-on-one.
Get a private lesson.
That is so.
Yeah, as long as we keep it to beauty. Don't don't anybody get a crazy idea.
Okay. No. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you. And that is important too, and especially like you said, talking about, you know, you could help show, because all I knew about older, when I got older, was that if you have any kind of eyeshadow that's got something sparkly in it, it doesn't look good on older eyes. It makes them look extra crazy.
Yeah,
I knew that, but I did not know about placement, but you could teach.
Yeah, but even that has a lot to do with it depends on where it's placed. It depends on where it's placed, because you can put a shimmer in the right place and it'll change your whole – it can wake up everything. It looks great. It's just where it's placed. And the same thing with, you know, brushes have improved. There's certain kinds of brushes that can go not just in the crease, but it'll kind of go a little bit above the crease of the eye and change the whole. So if you have a hooded eye or a little bit of overhang, suddenly it looks like your eye's like wide open. And it, you know, I will show, sometimes I will show, I'll do one eye and I'll show the difference from one half of my face and say, look at the difference between how this looks with here, how this side looks much, you know, younger or just more awake, and this side over here still looks like, still these little hagged out. You know? I mean, I make jokes and I joke around, but you can really see the difference while doing a tutorial. And, it's just like I said, it's amazing with the to be able to take what not only the technology and how products have been changed, but the technology and being able to connect with people. To me, that's truly magical. Just to be able to connect in the way that I recently just connected with a family that I hadn't thought about in 27 years because of makeup, because of these products, and,
really?
And because of just people that, you know, just because I, you know, became Facebook friends with one person and then one person and they saw me do a video and so it's just it's pretty, you know, it's pretty amazing. You people you thought you'd never, you know, connect with, or a friend of somebody will tell somebody. And I do these online parties that are not only through the company where people can earn, you know, free products and depending on the, you know, how much is sold and, you know, half off and some free products for if the sales reach a certain goal. But we set up an event page for their party, and they can invite their friends. And last week I was doing a party for people in California, And I was, it was a 3-hour time difference. But I was doing tutorials in there every day showing, you know, this is how we do our lash system. And this is how these are swatching our eye palettes and swatching our lip glosses. And, you know, I was up sometimes till midnight, you know, answering questions and things, but you know, it's so energizing and so much fun, you know, and it's so creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy it. It's also, I'm helping, you know, it's empowering. It's empowering me because it makes me feel like validating my knowledge. But it also, if it helps somebody else feel great and it helps them get the job that they want or help move forward in their life and their career or get out of their rut, or people compliment them and they feel they're able to, you know, do anything that they need, you know,
oh, yeah,
in their life, you know, it's just like a positivity train, you know, it just keeps chugging along.
You know, it's like you read my mind. I was just about to ask you about the online parties. And so you read my mind and answered that question before I even asked it. So then tell me, if people, now you have, people can work with this company and work with you too and train. So tell me how.
Yeah.
If I'm right, and you can tell people how to do that, please.
Well, you can join my team. You can go on the website. There's a place that says join. You can actually go on the website and just read about the company and read about the opportunity. And then there's a place for $99, and I don't know what – I mean, there's a whole breakdown of what it is. It's Canadian money. We're in 12 different countries. You can be in 12 different countries to join the team, join my team and me. And so the prices of the kit is different depending on, you know, where they are. But for $99, you get an amazing kit. It's over $430 worth of products plus a really cute bag that holds it all, skincare and makeup. The training is free. The website is free. All the makeup training and skincare training and the sales training, it's all through the web. So and through Facebook mainly, as well as tutorials there on the website and you know, sometimes they have real trainings, in-person trainings too, and team building things. So it's an amazing opportunity because you get paid within 3 hours once you set up your account. You can't imagine that. And then within, after a certain amount of sales, you get your money, your commissions on like a credit card. So you can just use that credit card if you buy gas or groceries and wherever you would use it. And so that's freeing too. And there's all kinds of different ways you can build your business. Some people love it because they can just stay home, and if they're home with their kids or home with a health issue, you can work anywhere. With
oh,
Wi-Fi.
Good point.
And
that is so remarkable. What a remarkable company
so
to set it up to where you can get paid quickly.
And you can also just be a kidnapper and just get the products to try them out and not do anything. I mean, there's no commitment there, and it's not like you have to keep buying. And then if you just want to, what's called a hobbyist, where you just want to buy a little bit and kind of maintain your status so you can keep your discount and keep your commissions and just sell a little here and there, you can do that. Or if you want to go into more making a real career out of it. But the good news is that at any level, you can join the team pages or the web, be a part of the education so you can learn more about makeup and skincare. And and as well as the camaraderie, there's a whole range of camaraderie there and encouragement and confidence building and motivation that I did not ever have. I may have only, you know, for a long time you work in different job settings in the beauty business, and you kind of have to find it within. Or sometimes you might get certain products, you might get stimulated by or certain companies or certain things. But many times once you get into, there's a kind of like a can be very negative. There's some aspects of just like entertainment business that can be negative too. You know, there can be some dark sides too. So far, and within the first year, I have not, I always say, if I'd had this years ago, it would have changed my whole feeling about the beauty business. I wouldn't have been as like, well, what the customer sees is one thing, but what's behind closed door, what's in the back room is a whole other story. But here, everybody, there's no false pretense. It's what you see is what you're getting. It's the genuine kindness and caring about customers and caring about each other, and also there's a charity that a portion of the sales go to is our foundation. The Unique Foundation is to help adult survivors of childhood sexual abuse, and they even have a retreat. And some of the products, all of this one particular like set of products, like a couple months ago, we had it was called a Kudos, that monthly special. All of the proceeds of that set of products helped 1,000 women go to this retreat where they could get counseling and help. And to me, to know that I'm helping people on that level is just mm-hmm. incredible. There's like heart there, you know, that there's a lot, where as opposed to the just like, well, you've got to sell this, you've got to do this, you've got to do this. There's some goodness behind there. So, and that's really what I was looking for.
Astonishing, you know, in a company, because it hasn't always been that way. I know it, everybody knows it. And I think that is just outstanding that they care about the customers, about the employees, and others as well. Other people who have suffered unfortunate situations still need help years later. I think that is
marvelous.
Really, I think
thing.
It's
and I didn't. Some people come into the company from knowing about that aspect. I didn't know anything about that aspect. I just thought, oh, this would be a great way I can bring in some extra income and augment my business. But it's been really helpful. Enriching to people, even other people who join the company, and people sharing stories or being supportive, or even just being supportive of each other, saying, I'm so nervous, I'm afraid to go live, I'm afraid to make a tutorial, and someone says, oh girl, you got this, come on, you know you can do this, doesn't matter if you make a mistake, we're all going to be in there rooting for you, you know, just to have those people to have your back, that say, you know, have the company there to say, oh, well, you need to help with the customer, we can help you with that situation, or that, so you're not completely on your own, which is what I was doing.
That kind of camaraderie and support. Yes,
it's
invaluable.
Incredible.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, you know,
really
I can't believe you've been so generous with your time and your knowledge, and I can't believe our time is up. I don't want it to be up, but I just want to say, everybody, thank you so much, Marilyn. Oh, and I loved your Marilyn tutorial. I've watched that twice. Loved that. I wish I'd had that when I was doing Marilyn professionally. It would have saved me a lot of time to learn it from you instead of trying to figure it out on my own. So I love that one. But so check out Marilyn's Biba Girl Beauty, and BIBAGIRRL beauty.com. Also, I'll be sharing her social media. And that'll take you right. Go to her page. She'll have all the social media. You can have a party.
Yes.
You can have a session with her for makeup. Skincare. We didn't even get to the skincare yet. And,
I'm also on Facebook. My Facebook for my business is Biba Girl Beauty Fashion and Pop Culture, because I also will do like reviews of like when they have the Emmy Awards. I talk about the hair and the style and the Emmy Awards. I post fashion articles. I post funny little commentary about, you know, what's happening in entertainment, and as well as like my own, you know, beauty news, and that's like my beauty business page. You can message me through that too, and the Biba Girl Show on YouTube, that's where I repost a lot of my lives, but I also do commentary on fashion and talk about all different kinds of, beauty hauls and fashion shopping trips and couponing and all kinds of things on there. Well,
yes,
thank you
I've
so
seen
much.
Those
so,
you talk about it. And here's my haul from.
Yeah. I really appreciate you for the opportunity, and I'm just so grateful to just be able to share this with your listeners, and I'm excited about it, and I hope people kind of get into it and kind of start feeling like they're worth, you know, doing some things to help themselves feel better and look better and move forward and excited.
I think so. I have wonderful listeners. I am so grateful for them, and I know that they are, and that's why I want to bring people like you and all the guests that I have, is because they're so wonderful.
Great.
They're so generous with their time with me, like you've been tonight. So, yes, I want to make sure everything they need from me. All right, so
great. Awesome.
Thank you so much. And my goodbye music is not coming on for some reason, but it's everybody's got to swing and everybody be nice to somebody this week and give somebody some love and go to Marilyn's site and get some lash, 3D lash fiber and some lash serum so you can just smile and bat those eyes and make the world feel better. I love you out there, folks, and I love you, Marilyn, and thank you. And tomorrow night I have Toni Green, and she's a psychic, and she's going to – you can call her and ask her questions. Toni Green is a professional psychic. She's written several books. She'll be here tomorrow night. So look forward to that. Thank you so very much.
All righty. Take care. Thank you all.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.